KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, June 8th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The New York Knicks return home to Madison Square Garden tonight for Game 3 of the NBA Finals. New York holds a 2-0 series lead over San Antonio. Tip-off is set for 7:45 Central Time tonight on ABC. First time the Knicks have made the finals since 1999. They've also won 13 straight playoff games. They're coming off a pair of close road victories in San Antonio last week. Game 3 also comes with heightened security at Madison Square Garden and logistical changes due to expected high-profile attendance, including a no-bag policy and increased screening procedures. A Knicks win would put them up 3-0 and just one victory away from a sweep as they look for their first title in more than 50 years. Stacey King, a member of the three Chicago Bulls championship teams in the early 90s and one of their team broadcasters, unexpectedly passed away yesterday at the age of 59. The Bulls announced King's death on Sunday after being notified by a family member. No cause of death was released. King played for Chicago from 1989 to 93 after being selected sixth overall in the 1989 NBA draft out of Oklahoma. He was part of Chicago's first three-peat dynasty. I opened the team win NBA titles in 1991, 92, and 93. After his playing career, King returned to the organization as a broadcaster, became one of the most recognizable voices on Bulls television broadcasts for more than two decades. The Stanley Cup Final shifts to a Game 4 tomorrow night with the Vegas Golden Knights holding a 2-1 series lead over the Carolina Hurricanes after a dramatic Game 3 overtime finish. Game 3 saw Vegas with an early 4-0 deficit. Carolina would storm back very quickly in the third period, but then Vegas ultimately prevailed 5-4 in double overtime. The puck drops for Game 4 tomorrow night, 7 p.m. on ABC from Las Vegas. It was Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo winning the 158th Belmont Stakes on Saturday. Golden Tempo rallied down the stretch to beat Commandments, with the favorite Renegade finishing third. Completed the 1.25-mile race in 2:03. Golden Tempo skipped the Preakness, but won both the Kentucky Derby and the Belmont, becoming the second straight horse to claim those two Triple Crown races without running the middle race. College baseball super regionals from over the weekend. Six teams have advanced to the College World Series in Omaha. Number 3, Georgia, would defeat the 14-seed Mississippi State a pair of high-scoring games. Yesterday, it was 11-9, Georgia, as they win that best-of-three series 2-0. Ole Miss would knock off the 4-seed Auburn 5-3. Number 5, North Carolina, advances with a 4-3 win over USC. Also, the 6-seed Texas took out number 11, Oregon, 6-5. Number 16, West Virginia, had no problem with Cal Poly, 17-1. Meanwhile, Troy defeated Little Rock 7-2. There are still two more spots available for Omaha. Games that were suspended yesterday due to weather will be picked up later this afternoon. Oklahoma leading the 15-seed Kansas 8-1 in the bottom of the third inning. That game resumes at 1 o'clock. Oklahoma with a 1-0 series lead. Meanwhile, the 7-seed Alabama takes on St. John's. Alabama with a 7-2 lead in that one in the 8th inning. That game resuming at noon today. Alabama just one game away from the College World Series. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.